So you went on tour with Kid Koala, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. How long did you do that for?
That was about all of last year. Like in... Wow, you can hear me chewing gum. It's gross. That took, I don't know, this is about January when he called me up and he was like, hey, I'm going on tour, do you need an extra pair of hands? Or I need an extra pair of hands, you want to come join me?
Wait, that was when did you finish school?
That was in December, a year ago.
You finished school in December?
Yeah.
And then what were you planning originally?
I was actually planning to move back to New York then, start paying off my loans and whatever. Like, I couldn't find work in Montreal and my student visa expired, so... I was just, you know, getting ready to move back to New York. Actually, it's kind of weird how the whole thing with Eric came about, because he called me the day that I was packing my car up and, like, getting ready to move back to New York. I was all like, I don't want to do this. And then he calls me while I'm, like, you know, carrying a big box of stuff down the stairs. And he's like, hey, like, you know, you want to come on tour with me? I was like... All right, so you know, I just started carrying all the stuff back upstairs, like to my apartment, and I don't know. So that was in January, and then there was a couple weeks of practicing, getting all the stuff together, and then we actually went on the road in March, and then stopped in November.
Wow.
Well, it was like on and off, you know. We had like a couple of weeks rest here and there, and then actually we finished off with the Zen Tour, which was in Europe. The big Ninja's 10th birthday deal, which never made it here.
I think you should talk about that festival in Italy. The one with all the weird people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was in Turin. That was actually the last show that Eric and I did for the Zen Tour. It was like, oh, man. It was, they booked us and... who else? And it was just this gathering of performance artists and all these like famous performance artists. And I don't know, those people kind of scare me because they're...
So there was the dude who...
Yeah, okay, there was this guy. I forgot his name. But he was... No, his big thing was sticking straws in his arms and bleeding, like walking... You know, just walking with his arms down and walking on this canvas with, like... Oh, yeah, and he's also butt naked and painted white. And he's just walking on this canvas, and, like, there's just, like, music playing in the background. I don't know what it is, but, you know... And then the whole art is, like, him, like, bleeding on this canvas. And we actually got to speak to him and, you know, ask him some questions, like, oh, does it hurt? And he's like, no. And, you know, how much blood do you lose for every show? And he's like, oh, about a pint. Wow. Yeah. And that is, you know, that's like pretty much the picture definition of suffering for your art. You know, like,
well, what about
like tendonitis in your wrist is bad from scratching. Like,
what about the woman who...
Oh, Annie Sprinkles. Annie, yeah. She's actually from the States, but I've never heard of her. And,
she is? I thought she was, like, from France or something.
No, I think she was one of the few Americans there. And her big thing... Here, you want to sit?
No, it's cool. You can sit.
Okay. So her thing was... I don't know. It had something to do with, like... I don't know. Just, like, using, like urination as performance. And something about... I don't know. Like, there was, like, some talk of masturbating on stage and, like... You know, and then, like, sitting on a chair and, like, pissing all over the audience. Yeah. I don't really... That's kind of, like, what we heard. Like, that's...
Yeah, I meant the girl who... the woman who does all the...
Oh,
stuff
no, no.
With...
Oh, okay. Orlan. Yeah. Oops. Wrong performance artist. Orlan is... she's from France. Most of her projects are government-funded. So she actually gets paid to alter her body in the name of art, using her body as, you know, as a medium. And I don't know, she does stuff like it ranges from painting your hair like half black, half white, and like having this big like weird shape, to like having these like weird implant bulges on her eyebrows that make her look all like Klingon style. And then I think by now she should have she was talking about this thing in January that she wanted to do. Just like, I don't know, something about like resculpting her nose, but making it this big, like, square block, and it just looked like...
And then there was your group.
Yeah, and then there was me and Eric. And Strictly Kev from DJ Food and Jay Swinsko from the Cinematic Orchestra.
So I don't get it.
So, yeah, we just, I don't know, like, I guess we provided, like, the background music for them to, like, piss on people, bleed on people, and...
So you didn't do anything really crazy or anything?
Well, we tried to get arty. Like, I you know, like, I don't know. Like, I did some body tricks. I thought that was, like, you know, that was, like, all I knew how to do. But, you know, I guess people weren't there to watch us perform. But I haven't. That was...
Unless you had, like, a fader, like... implanted into your
arm
or something, you know?
I don't know. I can honestly say that was, like, the only show that we've played at that I've actually been scared to be there.
Huh.
And, yeah. But, yeah, but Turin's pretty cool. And, blah, blah, blah. No dead air. Okay, change that record. No pressure. But, yeah, Turin's pretty cool. And we actually ate at this Italian restaurant before, and there was this guy in the downstairs who was, like, you know, he was one of those, like, keyboard, like, masters who had, like, I don't know, he had, like, a drum machine and stuff, and then, like, he was, like, playing these awesome sax solos on the keyboard using, like, a MIDI sax, but, like, it came out, like, you know, it was really good, and then, like, all of us, like, the ninja table, like, started shouting out requests, you know, like, can you play, you know, theme from Mission Impossible, like, stuff that, you know, would throw him off, and, like, he played every request, that we shouted out. I think Kev asked for Mission Impossible, and then Eric asked for, like, Pink Panther or something, and then, like, he totally did it, and it was just like, whoa. And then he had this harmonizer thing where he started singing, and then, like, he had, like, you know, he was singing, like, with himself in, like, three-part harmony, and it was just, like, whoa. You know, the craziest thing. Like, we thought that he was just some, like, chump musician, and then, like, it turned out to be this, like, you know, like, true, like, one-man band, like.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So what's happening now? What are you up to?
So, yeah, I just moved back here. Like, my student visa still expired, and so I was actually hiding out in Montreal, staying at my girlfriend's place for a while, and then my money ran out, so, and then I got, you know, my student loans caught up with me, so I moved back here as of December, and I'm just, I don't know, hiding out, working on some recording, and trying to find work.
Did you bring anything?
Bring what?
To here? I just wanted to hear something.
I got some
stuff.
You
don't have to play it on the air. I brought one of my songs.
Okay. Yeah, actually, well, I gave you that mixtape
that
I did for Ninja Tune, which I'm going to plug shamelessly right now. it's a 30-minute teaser mixtape for Ninja Tune. It's called The Tune-Up, and it's like all... It's mostly just Ninja. It's a sampler of, like, Ninja hip-hop, you know, like some of the Big Data stuff, and then also, like, Herbalizer, Venom stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Buy that. Yeah. Oh, wait. They can't say that on college radio.
Yeah. Anyway, you can't buy it because it's free, so get it. Cop it. You know,
there,
like,
you go.
I don't know how...
Oh, wait, you can't even say that. You can't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get it. It's bad. It's whack.
There's some rule. I don't know what it is. There's
college radio rules.
okay. and now you're playing at the Bob Bar every week.
Oh yes, another shameless plug. Tuesday nights, thrown by O Plus Media and Turntable Lab.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So I think we've taken up enough time for you to do a 40. Did you say 40-minute set?
Yeah, right? Yeah, just about.
Yeah. So we got it.
Oh, cool. Nice. All right. 40 minutes left. All right.
All right. P Love stepping up to the decks.
wife left town with a banana. Love's a rotten deal. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. I hope it never happens to you. Some fruit breaks your marriage in two. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping away. Down with a banana. I'm a jealous man. She found a 6-inch Latin lover. Now she does the tango with her right hand. And right now I could just die. He's eating my banana cream pie. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping. My baby's slipping. My baby's slipping away. Most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain.
Front on this, I dare you to front on this. Boston, front on this. New York City, front on this. Cali, front on this. I dare you to. Yo, a lot of rappers will pretend to be hard. Then they bitch when I mash up their memory card. Looking like they gonna cry, but if your punks wanna ball, then I'ma have the 720 dunk on ya. And during my revolutions, I undergo evolution. Then I emerge superhuman. Due to this metamorphosis, ability to morph is just second nature. So I turn into a pager, vibrating chip, the bone in your hip. Become a bleeding slip through your midsection when I'm wrecking. Then flee the scene without detection, leaving the cops with no fingerprints, DNA, a murder weapon. Next thing you know, lifts up for election. And
During my campaign, I bust your damn brain. I came to fulfill all of your needs and demands, so I start crushing all that stands with my hands. First command, resort back to the land. I limit your growth, you can no longer expand. No more food in a can or two cans, Sam. I'll explain the course of human life, my diagram. Front on this, universities, front it on this. Publicists like to front on this. I dare you to front on this. Police, front on this. The president repeatedly fronted on this. The meat should not front on this. I dare you to front on this.
With a barge pole, you was the captain of the ship and we was the cargo. You used to play pat ball, you hated me so much, much so, because I gave you low cuts. The cuts were low, because it was my only defense against a Hercules figure that was this much bigger. Extra, extra vexed and sort of very violent. That's why it was best to always keep quiet. A church mouse versus a powerhouse. You was up north and I was definitely south. A church mouse versus a powerhouse. You was up north and I was definitely south. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. And I remember school then. You was the bully and I was one of the children. Now, who's the brother with the brand new kicks? Kiss chasing all the chicks, pocket full of swizzle sticks. Bazooka, bubble gum, space dust, and wham. Technicolor bed fluff meant I wasn't the man for kiss chase. No, that was real life trauma. Girls would break down and cry if I caught them in the corner. I guess it was my Elvis Presley sheepskin jacket and my holy toes a Peking. Outside my socks and outside my shoes. Got a lot of stress from you and you and you. Still, life's a game and I guess I'm a learner. Used to fantasize about my neighbor's rally burner. All I wanted in life was a grifter. Got fed up Went to store one with my sister. We rode all day. At the end, we put it back. Couldn't have took it home. I would have received slaps on my D-O-M-E. You see my mommy? She would have slapped me on my B-stroke. S-I-D-E. For trying to do such. Conforming to other people's needs. Now I'm learning the game with speed. Hercules. Trying to do such. Conforming to other people's needs. Now I'm learning the game with speed. Hercules. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. And I remember school then. You was the bully and I was one of the children. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. Hercules, remember me, fool? Me and you used to go to the same primary school. And I remember school then. You was the bully and I was one of the children.
Pretend I just surrender my lips. I guzzle, guzzle through my times of trouble. Demuddle my muddle with that golden cuddle. The doorways of heaven bang closed in my face, cause my bowls and my belly are ruining me. And I ain't the geezer, geezer I'm supposed to be, cause I'm walking in the valley of vanity. Getting kicks from the skin deep beauty of snake charmers. Silk sheets, silk pajamas. Little dandruff in my nose. Paparazzi on my case. Forget I strike a pose. Rock and roll taking my soul. Sent for the pasta. There's nobody here, but I swear I hear laughter. Saba who, saba what now? Saba when? I'm falling. Saba who, saba what now? Saba when? Yeah, that's simple and plain. No name, no name, no shame, no shame. Slow flow politician, article rendition, expedite the expedition, mission clear as day. Can we refuse to succumb to the social fray? Can we refuse? Yeah, jamming, we planning, we just are groove and sway. Jamming, we planning, we just are groove and sway. Ain't the type of shit they don't seem to mean shit. Dig a leap a dip, you find some deep shit. You might find they won't come check out if it's quick. Gun those dudes with all the yo bitch lick. This how feel we story end. This how feel we tip. Yeah, this how feel we story man. Shabba who, shabba what now? Shabba who, shabba what now? Shabba when? And the pain I feel, looking at the end of the glass. And we dare to ask for more. Are we living raw in raw? As the rawness gets raw. The runners get drunk.
I never had real friends till now. I never had to steal ends, cause that's foul. I walk the streets with a baseball bat feeling secure, but I try not to incite fights that's immature. Actions that come back to haunt. I work hard to get the things that I want and never flaunt. Never post where the most guys post high. I keep my focus towards the ground and I pound any brother who's my ace to my face. Even if he snakes on the under, I try not to wonder. Training my brain with mental anguish, strange, it's rather eerie. Clearly just a whim, I adjust to him. Deal with the dealers and the squealers and the jockeys. I can take the fizz out the carbonated copies. Imprints are made in the sand as I walk. Them hints reveal rather grand as I talk. Small individuals seem larger when they take charge of their antics, making them gigantic, so you never suspect their neck being strained. So many situated thoughts in the brain. Heavy weight gain, so I weight train, cause to me the weight gain is a great gain. And I hate sane individuals close their nose to new aromas. I got the smelling sauce that I'm prone to. Clear the nasal days, you probably make your raise to a new level. You see the true devils, any color you wish, because the devil takes any shape, any form, any swarm right over your dish like a picnic. I think the sick shit, I have my wrist lit like a suicide, but I survived and you can too. Plan to live a full life free of anxieties while you're at it, try to keep an eye on me. Meditation skills, wasting spills, lyrical liquid, filling dreams with dreams, and I will cream whoever seems wicked. Oral floral arrangements are strange, since you don't have the comprehension, I will stomp and lynch them. I'm not the one promoting gun toting, cause I contain within my brain these computations just as potent. The mental torturer, of course you will acknowledge me, cause Mr. Twister places pictures, mental fixtures of photography. Shitty little bitties never get their clitties lit, but I don't think they'll resist Mr. Twister when I flex my verbal text exit. Mental anorexic, I don't cater to the imbecile, so you can bet this is a brain buster. Pain plus the strain plus the overwhelming pressure between the temples when I touch the microphone. I might condone the usage of abusive, it is convenient. I slant and lean it like a lever when I leave you mutilated by my enunciated cleaver. I survive the either and the either. Now let me take a breather.
Mix everything up. Mix everything up. Mix everything up. Mix everything up.
Says from the day you're born, you start from scratch. No breaks, no excuses.
Stop this baby.
everything up.
In the condo, yo, I ain't even out on my own yet. I'ma keep it real on the strip. I still live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
This is for the heads that live with their moms. I live with my mom.
Live with my mom.
I can't even front. I still live with my mom. I still live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
A lot of Brooklyn heads still live with their moms. Live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
A grown head man that still live with my mom.
Yo. No, far self, straight up and down. Yo, mama do the laundry, mama pay the bill, mama cook the food. Yo, straight, I ain't going nowhere.
Free rent, light, gas, and phone. A mama's boy, even though my ass is grown. Got the same bedroom since third grade. Still be living here when I'm 888. The only woman a man can't trust. Even my uncle still lives with my grandma. My baby mother knows that I know if I move in with her.
You be calling Tyrone?
I'm never moving out of my mother's house.
Not even for these candy pennies that dissolve in your mouth.
Not even if you goggled by the ounce and couldn't make bottles disappear to entertain crowds.
Yo, what's all that for? You disrespecting me? You lucky your ass ain't moving with me. I would've ripped up all your
stupid. Tell me something I didn't know. That's why I still live with my moms.
You live with your mom.
I can't even front. I still live with my moms. I live with my moms.
You living with your mom.
Another Brooklyn head who lives with his moms. I live with my moms.
Living with your mom. Sorry.
Still living with my moms. I live with my moms.
Living with his moms. A grown man still living with his moms.
I ain't ashamed. Ma, let me in. I'm not drunk. If I can make it up the stairs, I'll fight my brother for the top bunk. I always say I'm moving out this year, but it'll be sooner if welfare finds out I live here. Yo, it's cheap on my place. I ain't scared to open bills, cause none of them in my name. Got kicked out, but mom said I can move back if I prove that I didn't steal my sister's food stamps. Every parent's panic is to have their little boy with a prison mailing address. She said, my rep is not in question as long as she was the one that gave me the boxing lesson. So I throw out the garbage and wash the dishes, and I can't go outside without my mom's permission. Even though my flow is uncomparable, I'm an unsigned hype with nowhere else to go.
Play me in the summer, play me in the order, in order. order.
Pour it there to ushers. We go in for Lynn. This is the saga, y'all. It's just me and him.
Play me in the winter. Play me in the summer. Play me in the order. In order.
Watching the tide, it's time to break the tension away. Come take a ride as you enter the dimension of the Crusoe size. That ain't nothing going on but a party. Now our brothers wanna flex, but I'm over their heads. I got the funky type of style to rip your vocals to shreds. I'm never running from the feds wearing red pro-cats, cause I ain't did nothing nobody. I dedicate that line to Shaq from South Central. Not saying I'm the baddest, but I know I got potential. For every black man hung lyrically, I lent you. Your style is kinda dry, I hope my melody can quench you. My soul is one with all, although my ego is against you. See, rappers are raw meat, so now I got to mention you. I'm playing rappers out like an old pair of gym shoes. I can do anything, I can do anything. Cruising down the street in my 6'4 Impala. It's what I'd like to be doing if only I had the dollars. A baller ain't a baller if he ain't got balls. A scholar ain't a scholar if he ain't got scholastic education. And if not that, then learn from life beyond all the material crap. A human ain't a human if he doesn't make mistakes. And the name of this song is Swan Lake.
The battle they admit since I'm with it. Simply sued, well moved. Vinyl like glue. Transistors are never more shown with. Like when vocal flow brings it all down in ruins. Due to a clue of a naughty noise called Pluck 2. Flowing in fly with a new style. Barrels are cleaned and loaded for salute. Chances with the choice standing steady like my mouth. Paragraph preacher is now introduced. Drums are heard sounding off in each and every person. Vocal confetti is thrown at top stage. Roses and violets on proper for throwing for showing appreciation. Why? This is a daisy age. Hands won't sweat cause there's no threat. Michael stay dry while places so loose. Rhymes aren't fables but stable to be on time. Something marketed and labels speak up pops the loose. The stitch will fit with every consumer. Microphone use and sense will start blooming. Profit and cost could never be lost or due to a clue of a naughty noise called Pluck 2.
The sight of a method, dive beneath the depth of a never-ending verse, gasping and swallowing every last letter, vocalized liquid holds the quench of your thirst, reason for the rhythm is for causes unknown, different individuals are dazzled with the showbiz, auditions are gathered but the soul would just rather hold a count at three and in the end leave it as it is, flow to the sway of my do-re, me I'll fix lunatics who will haunt. Words are sent to the vents of humans, then converted to a phrase called talk. Musical notes will send a new motto. Every last poem is recited at noon. Focus is set, let your Polaroids click as we capture the essence of a naughty noise called plug tuning. Vocal in doubt is an uplift, and real is the answer that I answer with. shine yet lava, what you must realize that the tune that I present is surely not a gift. Different in style is definite, and style which I flaunt is sure legit. Now set aside, I say I hold pride in performing this melodic misfit. So swing, cause this picture is pitching. Incense JD Dove is now saying, all sing along to his favorite song while the pocket transistors are playing. But least but not last, I'm frightened, for the words that I reply hold doom. Life of the chant can be stopped by accident when you're tripping the wire of the plug tune.
Alright, that's it from Beats of Space. Thanks, P Love. Okay, that's it. Check back next week.
Is not meat in the water.
This has been a Beats in Space production. Thanks for listening. Please tune in next week. Many thanks to P-Love for coming on the show. Peace.